The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Darn it, I missed it. 9:06. There were just numbers, polling numbers concerning John Boehner. Now, this hasn't been talked about a lot, but it has been discussed. What's going on right now is going to determine whether John Boehner survives as Speaker, assuming Republicans recapture the House in the 2014 elections. Given what's going on in Washington today, I assume nothing. I don't. Because I see no clue. I have no clue. I see no indication of how this shutdown is going to end, how the standoff, next stop, debt ceiling. Going to get to that later in the show. Probably, after 10 o'clock for sure, because we're going to debate Mike McFeely, liberal talk show host, from Fargo, North Dakota, 10:06. And I'll have some things to say about it, too. I want to do something. I've got just a few minutes, and then we'll hear from Coach Mike McCarthy. Sean Duffy, congressman from Wisconsin, 7th Congressional District. He had an apparently small altercation with someone who didn't much care for him, shouted at him, grabbed his arm. Duffy didn't want law enforcement involved. It was a small thing. Okay. So how does this story of Sean Duffy, congressman from Wisconsin, ends up in the Daily Mail .com of the United Kingdom, a British website? You know why? You know why? What's the headline? Former Real World cast member Sean Duffy. It's been 16 years. Let it go! Well, he can't, really? They still have to dredge that up, and they point out that his wife was involved. They even have pictures from back then. They even have pictures of him on The Real World and the whole schmear. I thought, really? This is that big a deal? Here he is with his wife and children. I mean, it's 2013. He's in his second term as a member of Congress. And this is what the former Real World star attacked in the Capitol. What the hell was he doing there? He's a congressman. Now, I don't know if I'm going to get to this later in the show. I'm going to try. But just in case I don't, I'm going to mention this briefly now. You are, I'm sure, aware of the incident with the woman, obviously mental health issues, rammed the barricades, shots fired. She fired shots. She ultimately was killed. I heard, local radio stations, such as the one you're listening to, often does two ways. They're called two ways. What they are is interviews with network news reporters, CBS, Fox News, whatever the network affiliation of that station is. That network offers reporters in Washington or wherever major stories are going on. I heard such a two-way, as we call it in the business, where the reporter mentioned that people were asking, well, why did they shoot her? Why didn't they just shoot the tires out? The people are actually asking that. Okay, that happens on TV. In real life, you stop the threat. That's what you do. Perhaps more on that later in the show. We are definitely going to get to the latest on the shutdown. I do want to start, when we get into the meaty topics, with the Scott Suter story. But as we do every week during football season at this time, time to talk with the coach. Friday before a big game with the Detroit Lions, we're joined by the coach, Mike McCarthy. Coach, fans and the media, we like to refer to must-win games. Coaches usually say they're all must-win, but this has probably got to be one of the biggest games this early in the season between the Lions and the Packers, and it's going to tell both teams a lot about where they're going, isn't it?
Well, I think really any time you have measurable games early in the season, it tells you a lot about your football team. So I agree with you from that standpoint. And it's a division game. So that in itself obviously has a heightened importance. And that's what we're preparing for. So our players have done a very good job of understanding the way you go about these games, and not that they're any different than any other as far as your preparation. But everybody understands the urgency here and the importance of it, and we're glad to be at home.
Probably the biggest news this week, Clay Matthews will play Sunday. You certainly could tell in the Bengals game when he wasn't in there. Morgan Burnett also finally getting back. When you look at the added dimension the Lions have with Reggie Bush, good time to have both back, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, it's all hands on deck. This injury conversation is something that goes on all the time, and availability of players and so forth. We don't ever say, hey, we want these guys back for this game or that game. I mean, if we're healthy, we're going to put our best 46 out there.
Everybody knew Bush was going to be a big addition for the Lions, but boy, they've seemed to find a way to maximize his talents, haven't they? That his former teams really didn't.
I don't agree with that. I think New Orleans and Miami both got a lot of production out of Reggie. I don't know exactly what happened in those two, those two opportunities, but I think he's being used the way he's always been used. He's an outstanding player out of the backfield. He's a good runner on particular running schemes, and you're definitely aware of him anytime he's on the field. And I think it was definitely true in New Orleans and Miami. And Detroit's done a very good job, and he's an excellent complement to the players they already have there.
There's a lot of attention on the backup quarterback position during the preseason. Then Seneca Wallace was signed right before the start of the regular season. Everybody seemed to stop talking about that. What has been Seneca's progress acclimating to the system and being ready to go if needed?
Oh, I tell you what, Seneca's been an excellent fit for us. He's doing all the extra work, before, after practice, spent a ton of extra time here during the evening. So he's really caught up to speed. He's been excellent in the room as far as being paired with Aaron and game day communication. You can see his veteran experience applicable as far as adjustments that are made and just conversation on the sidelines. So Seneca Wallace has been an excellent addition for us.
The offensive line was a big question mark for a lot of observers going into the season. Running game much improved, no doubt about it. Aaron Rodgers getting sacked at average 3.3 times a game. That means the Pack ranked ninth in most sacks allowed. You're facing an aggressive duo in the Lions Sunday, Sue and Fairley. At the one-quarter mark of the regular season, what can you do to continue to improve that play?
Well, it's like anything. It's it's about matchups. It's about personnel. How do you utilize your scheme? And at the end of the day, it comes down to beating your man. So we have the ability to help certain players in run blocking or pass protection. So you look at those types of things, but that's ultimately why you play the game, and that's why you scheme and you practice and so forth. We got to do a better job in the area of sacks.
Everybody's talking about the streak. 22 at home against the Lions, if you count playoff games. You like to say even last year has nothing to do with this year. So do streaks like that mean anything other than you'd like to continue it, of course?
Well, definitely. I mean, you want to continue it. It's definitely a topic of organizational pride. I mean, anytime you can stand up and say you dominated your opponent, it obviously carries a sense of pride. But the reality for our football team and what we're focused on is what we're going to do to beat this year's Lions. And that's really the message to the football team. Really the streak and things like that are really questions for the Detroit Lions.
And that streak hopefully continues on Sunday. Coach, as always, good luck.
All right, thank you. Have a great week.
You too.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.
For ghosts.